Well, Brad Cox is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How much fun would it be for you if we could get that rivalry stirred up again?
I mean, it would be great. It'd be great for racing. So, you know, it's something, you know, we're gradually trying to get her back going. You know, it's been a long road back, but so far so good this year. And, you know, we'll take that next step forward today.
Yeah, we talked during that Churchill race, I think right before the Churchill race, and you mentioned that there might be a few butterflies when she goes into the gate, and once they come out, it's all up to her. What was it like as you were watching her load?
I got a little nervous. I feel like over the years, you know, I don't get as nervous as I used to when I first started training and stuff. And, you know, it's definitely some anxious moments before the race at Churchill, and there'll be some more today. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm sure there will be. What did she show you in that return race on May 16th?
She overcome a lot. I mean, you know, it was a nice group of fillies. She was, you know, was in tight. She was in behind horses, and Florent did a good job of, you know, getting her to relax a bit, and then, you know, finding a seam and, you know, giving her a good trip. And, you know, I thought she overcame some things in that race that we maybe in some tight spots where, you know, she necessarily was not in as a three-year-old. So it was a big race off the way off, and I feel like she's come out of it and, you know, move forward since.
What's the weather look like in New York today? Are we going to have a wet track?
As of right now, it's wet. I'm actually in Kentucky. Okay. I did not make the ship. I sent my son up with her last week, and everything's been great moving along. You know, but, yeah, it does look like there's definitely going to be some moisture in the track today. I don't know what it'll be labeled post time, so we'll just have to see how it plays out. But she worked the other day. There was some moisture in the ground. Actually, well, our comeback race, it was labeled. I don't know exactly if it's labeled muddy or what, but there's a lot of moisture in the track that day. And when she breezed last Saturday at Belmont, there was some moisture in the track, so she doesn't mind it. And you know, she's pretty tough. She first two starts were on turf as a 2-year-old. I think she'll run on anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah, nothing seems to faze her. And you're right; it was listed as sloppy officially in that race at Churchill Downs. And if it's wet today at Belmont, you would think that the off going wouldn't be an issue for her because she's handled all of them. Is there a difference, though, Brad, in a wet track at Belmont Park as opposed to a wet track at Churchill?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there is, but I can't really tell you the difference, to be honest with you. Other than, you know, it just is what it is. But no, you know, we race on both tracks, and you know, I think the biggest thing with her, given the track condition up there, I mean, look, she's drawn 5 of 5. I mean, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, hopefully it's an uneventful trip for her, hopefully a winning trip, but, you know, not only that, an uneventful trip, and, you know, we'll see how things unfold going up the backside. But, you know, a filly like her, she's always shows up, so we'll see.
You know, I said at the top of the show, Brad, that you would be hard-pressed to find a hotter trainer than Brad Cox over the past couple of years. It's been a great run for you. What's been the key to really taking things to a whole new level?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, as far as, like, you know, your help, that's one of the biggest things. Clientele, giving you, trusting you with quality horses, great clients, and allowing you to do what needs to be done with the horses, whether when it comes to placement or time off. And, you know, it's just about having clients that listen to you and help that get along and work well, and, you know, dedicated employees. So, you know, those are just two things. But it's a lot, and it's, you know, quality horses and, you know, the right spots, I think, is the biggest thing. So as far as, you know, placement, you know, there's several things that go into it. But, you know, it's been a great run, and we hopefully can continue it today and the rest of the year, and just trying to get a little better all the time, really.
Yeah, you know, I like the fact that you talked about your son going to New York with Monomoy Girl a few days ago and being up there with her. It's got to be cool for you to have this kind of success and have your son involved and be able to do it with him by your side.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he actually led her over for the cotillion, which that actually didn't end up well. But he shipped with her to Parks, took care of her the whole time, and you know, he's been around her for a long time, so, you know, he knows her. he knows her very well, and she knows him, so it works out well. And yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, honestly, we're busy and we're working all the time, and it's, you know, I think I need to step back and look at sometimes, like, you know, what these boys are, you know, or young men, I should say, you know, doing, and the contribution they're putting into to this business. That they're probably gonna do their own thing at some point. I'm not ready for them to leave by no means, nor will I let them anytime soon, because they're you know, very valuable to what we're doing and what we're accomplishing here, and it means a lot to me, and I think them as well.
Yeah, did you always encourage your son to follow in your footsteps and go down this path, or did you maybe want him to do something else at some point?
No, I tried to get them to stay in school as long as they could, and they didn't want any part of that. So now they're good. They're like I said, they're good boys, and they're good horsemen too. They're you know, believe me, I'm not sending him up there with her just because he's my son, Blake. I'm sending him up there because he's a really, really good horseman, and he knows her inside and out, and I trust him as much as anyone. He does a fantastic job.
Visiting with trainer and proud father Brad Cox here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Let's talk, Brad, just about the couple of horses you're going to saddle today at Keeneland. You have Bonnie South, who's going in the Grade 1 Ashland, and then Juliet Foxtrot in the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley. Start with Bonnie South. She has been really, really good, much like Monomoy Girl in some respects, as she gets her career started, winner of the Grade 2 Florida Oaks, or Fairgrounds Oaks, last time out.
Yeah, she's come off a little bit of a layoff. Obviously, that's, you know, not, you know, by design, but she's been in training the whole time. After the Fairgrounds Oaks, Keeneland canceled their meet, and Churchill looked like it was going to be postponed, and obviously the Oaks was pushed to September, so we knew we had enough points to be in the Oaks, so just talked it over with Garrett O'Rourke and just thought, you know, we have her there at Keeneland. If Keeneland run, there was rumor that there was going to be an abbreviated meet there at Keeneland. Obviously, that's taking place this week, and so we'd run her out of her own stall there in the Ashland. She's been there since late March, and she's trained extremely well. And, you know, I think if she can get a good setup. We did find out about this, a couple things with this filly the last couple starts. We added some blinkers, but, you know, I think she just wants to be left alone early, kind of come with one run, and it seemed to work out extremely well the last two starts. So we're hoping she can get a good setup today, and she's, you know, she's doing well. She's really developed, I just think, since the Fairgrounds Oaks as well. I think she's grown, filled out, and looks amazing. So Johnny Velasquez is on her today for the first time, and he doesn't need any instructions when riding a racehorse. He's one of the best of all time, and hopefully with a clean trip, she'll be in the mix.
Yeah, Ken McPeak, we heard an interview with him in the first half of the program this morning, and he was asked about Mike Smith and if he gives any directions to Mike Smith in the bluegrass today when he climbs aboard Swiss Skydiver, and he said, do you say anything to Picasso or Rembrandt when you hand him the brush? He says, no, you just hand him the brush and let him go. Same thing with Johnny V, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. He's a world-class rider, and I feel fortunate to have him on her today, and we'll see how it ends up.
Who will replace Louis Saez aboard Juliet Foxtrot in the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley?
Tyler Gaffleone.
All right, Tyler Gaffleone in for Louis Saez. Look, I mean, Juliet Foxtrot is a 5-year-old mare that loves Keeneland. Two starts there, a first and a second, and she's another one that is honest as they come.
Yeah, she's a hard-trying filly. I think she just got a little late last time. May have been a little keyed up doing that last start off that layoff. She's another one that was pretty – I mean, she was ready to run the first week there at Keeneland. We've been pointing her for a conditional allowance race. We thought it'd be a good start just to get her back going off the layoff, and then obviously we kind of had to shut her down a little bit and get her cranked back up. She was a touch fresh last time in the mint julep. Never really settled like you need to settle against a large field of fillies and mares going two turns. Hopefully it looks like there's a little speed in there today. Hopefully she can get a nice stalking trip going into the first turn. And you know, like once again, like you said, she does like Keeneland. She ran a huge race over there last year, turning for home in the First Lady. I actually thought she had a shot to win it until Uni kicked on. She was a clear winner, but you know, she's honest. She shows up, and hopefully she'll get a good trip as well.
And then tomorrow you have a couple of horses in the final day of that shortened meet, the Transylvania Stakes Grade 3 and the Elkhorn Grade 2. Tell me about those two races real quick.
Well, we have Arklow in the Elkhorn. He's coming out of the Louisville Handicap, and that was off of a layoff. I thought he ran really well. Was, you know, maybe a little unlucky to not get the job done, but he's been training well since, and hopefully he got something out of that last race. Then we have Caninos in the Transylvania. He was Cliff Hills coming out of the gate last time, lost the rider, and you know, just draw a line through that one. So this is really what you could say his first race off of a long layoff, or a layoff since March. So, but he's been in training the whole time, and hopefully he'll get a good trip tomorrow. And this horse probably wants to run a mile in Nace Beyond, which is still trying to wait, trying to find some races that suit him. I think he'll be a horse that gets better with distance and age moving forward.
There he is, Brad Cox, ladies and gentlemen. Class act and one heck of a horse trainer, too, and a great dad to his kids, as you could tell. Brad, listen, appreciate the visit this morning. As always, you're always very gracious with your time. Good luck today, good luck tomorrow, and moving forward as well. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.